Book 6. Try Out for the Musical. Written by Glenn McDougall.
Hey, Amy, look,
said Ben with a big smile.
There's Lucy.
Lucy Rao was new in Parkdale. She was friendly and kind and very pretty. She was different from the other girls, too. Everybody wanted to be friends with her.
That's the third time this week, Ben,
said Amy.
Do you like Lucy?
She laughed. Ben looked embarrassed. He secretly did like Lucy, but he said nothing. The other three friends came down the hall. They all read the poster together. Attention, singers and dancers! Show what you can do! Try out for the musical, Parkdale Rocks! Girls, Tuesday! Boys, Thursday! Where? School Auditorium! When? 4 p.m. See Ms. Carter for more information.
Wow, I'm definitely going to try out,
said Amy.
They said last year the musical was really fun.
Me too,
said Kat. The boys looked at each other. Nobody said anything. Then Ben spoke.
A musical? No way. I have basketball after class.
It sounds stupid. Anyway, I have to focus on soccer this year,
said Tom.
I won't have time either,
said Jay.
I'm taking a computer course after school. Anyway, aren't musicals just for girls?
He didn't sound sure.
What a silly question, Jay,
said Amy.
They need boys in the musical, too.
On Tuesday, Kat and Amy went to the tryout. Lucy and some other girls were there, too. Soon it was Kat's turn to sing and dance. She did okay. Then Ms. Carter called Amy. Her singing was great, but she wasn't a good dancer. Lucy was the last one. She was a fantastic singer and a great dancer. Lucy got the lead role. At first, Amy thought it wasn't fair, but Ms. Carter gave her the second most important girl's role, and she was happy. Kat was just happy to get in at all. They told the boys all about it on Wednesday.
Lucy is so beautiful, and she can sing and dance as well as Nelly Nevada,
said Amy. She still felt a little jealous. At soccer practice, Tom was thinking about Lucy. He missed a goal.
Tom, focus! Keep your mind on the game,
shouted Coach Barra. Jay couldn't sleep. Even when he shut his eyes, he couldn't stop thinking about Lucy. Ben missed 3 easy baskets in a row. He was also thinking about Lucy.
I have to get to know Lucy. I'm going to try out,
Ben decided right then.
But Jay and Tom can't know. It has to be a secret.
On Thursday after class, Ben, Tom, and Jay went to get their bikes.
I have to go straight home. See you tomorrow,
said Ben, jumping on his bike.
I'm going to the cafe to meet Mom. Bye,
said Jay.
Okay, see you tomorrow,
called Tom. The three boys rode off in different directions. As soon as Ben got near the center of town, he turned around and headed back to the school. He went around to the back of the auditorium. He checked to make sure nobody was there.
I'll hide my bike, just to be sure,
he thought. He heard music coming from the auditorium. Somebody was trying out. He looked around quickly once again and then ran inside. He saw Ms. Carter. She was talking to four boys, Eric and Zach and Jay and Tom.